Well, I never thought I'd be saying this, particularly at my age, but I'm back in the closet and I've brought my wife with me. I'm Rachel.
I'm Sophie.
And this is G'day from Girls in the Wall. Sophie, please explain to our listeners first and foremost, where are we and why are we in here?
You've made us come into the closet in our Airbnb on the Sunshine Coast because you say it's the quietest place to record. So now I'm stuck in a closet recording with you.
I say it's a quiet. Is this not lovely and peaceful?
It's lovely and peaceful, yeah.
Yeah, I found in this Airbnb, we either have drills and cars from the windows outside or we have the noisiest birds I've ever experienced. That was probably one of my first takes from Australia. Noisy birds.
We could have had the atmosphere with the noisy birds, but yeah, they annoy you, so, you know.
People don't want atmosphere in a podcast. They want silence. Listen to this silence. Just give a minute for the silence. A minute of silence for the silence. Oh, God, that guy started off with that bloody drill again. Right, first of all, what is this podcast? What are we hoping to achieve here? Come on.
So, this is our World Cup podcast. We will be doing it every day during the tournament, but for now it's just... we've been to England Open training session yesterday, and I think we're going again on Thursday. So it's to give everyone a bit of an update from the tournament, a quick sort of short snippet idea of everything that's going on.
Yeah, so what's going on, what's coming up, short and sweet, you know, we're looking at maybe 15, 20 minutes of podcast, but hoping to kind of keep everyone abreast of all the goings on, because there are 32 teams, it's across two countries, they're bloody big, so we'll do our very best to keep you up to date, and do let us know if there's anything you'd like to hear about during the tournament from us, and we will try and squeeze it into our short little episodes. So we chose to release the first one because we were at England's first open training session yesterday on the Sunshine Coast. They've just arrived, and over 3,000 people turned up.
Yeah, super cool. To think that team is bringing those kind of numbers in a place that's completely, literally the opposite side of the world is really cool. And it was a really buzzy atmosphere, really nice day in the sunshine. I think they got a really good welcome from everyone. There was everyone wanting to sign and get their shirts signed and talk to the players. I think Lucy Gordon-Bronze got offered her shirt for $8. All of this kid's life savings. It's a really good day. Good day for them to stretch their legs, I think, in this Sunshine Coast, which is an absolutely beautiful part of the world. Get things going, get moving again.
To confirm, Lucy did not take that $8. That little girl still has her life savings. Not sure she has a Lucy shirt, though, because they were only in training kit. And I do think if you start that process now, my God, they'll have no shirts by the end of the tournament. It was pretty cool. The girls kind of spoke about it. Actually felt a bit like home, obviously, other than the weather. But I think it was Lucy who said it could have been a training camp at St. George's Park if we had like a really nice sunny day with all the people there. So that was pretty cool. We, of course, got to speak to a couple of the Lionesses to find out how they're getting on with jet lag, what the first impressions of Australia are. Lotta Wubben Mooi seems to be managing absolutely fine, by the way.
I'm so jealous. I know. I'm so jealous.
If you need tips, here's what she had to say about her jet lag or lack thereof.
Flight was good. We were very fortunate to be in some luxury business seats, getting horizontal. We had flight socks on, a bit like a grandma would have in an old people's home, but we were rocking it. We had the Corona glasses as well, so... yeah, all the gadgets we had. And in terms of being here so far, I had an 11-hour sleep, so I'm very happy. It's just nice to be out in the sunshine, really. Quite literally a sunshine coach. Everyone here today, their screams definitely woke us up.
Right, I think we'll be tapping Lotta Wubben Mooi up for more tips on dealing with jet lag and various other things, because she seems absolutely fine. There was also, which was pretty cool to witness, a traditional smoking ceremony led by the Gubbi Gubbi people, which is an Aboriginal custom to welcome, wish good luck, ward off bad spirits. That was pretty cool to witness, wasn't it?
Real privilege to watch it, and it really added to, I guess, the welcome. I think travelling around for the last 2 weeks, we've really understood how integrated the traditional customs with them. They're trying to make it all integrated together. With every part, so when you like land in Queensland, you get a welcome to the, and you say they had this respect speech about the old tribes people of the land and the traditional folk. So it's getting really integrated with the tournament as well. It was just the other day that the FIFA said that the Maori and First Nation flags were going to be flown in the stadium, which to be honest, I mean, should have happened from the very start, but the fact that they're trying to interweave all of the cultural and tradition into the tournament as well is so important, and it's a real education, I think, for all of us as well who come over here and visit, and I've been fascinated to learn about it.
Something I really enjoyed when we were flying over to New Zealand was that their safety demonstration was incorporated into Maori stories. So you actually learned a little bit on the flight over, which I thought was a really clever way of doing it. But that was something that we asked Lucy Bronze about and Lotta. And this is what Lucy said was like to experience it.
I was telling the girls, we came to New Zealand when we were like 16 with the England national team. And that was still one of my fondest memories. I can still remember like seeing all the traditional dances and the culture. It's something that I think all of the girls really want to delve into and be a part of and witness the different cultures that Australia has to offer. So it was nice to see it firsthand right in front of our eyes.
Pretty cool that she has that memory from way back in New Zealand, back when she was 16. I guess to experience something like that again yesterday. And I thought Lotta as well spoke really well about it. Here's what she said about experiencing that culture.
Definitely someone that appreciates the cultures and the histories of places that I visit. I think with football it's hard because often you get whisked to a place, you're on a bus, you get all the best treatment and you barely see anywhere of the place. So for me personally, I love being able to read a bit more about it. Like before today, I made sure I did a bit of reading because I'm super interested. It's amazing. They were here 50, 60, 70,000 years ago. There's a lot of history obviously with the British and the Aussies, but yeah, it was a cool ceremony. His ability to like make fire was unbelievable. Like, these are things that I think when you open your mind to and you open your eyes to, it's you feel privileged, but also really curious and intrigued to learn more.
So the Gubbi people, or Kabi Kabi people, were also invited by the FA to present the players with their official tournament squad numbers. I thought that was really cool. That was a nice way to incorporate it.
I think it was a really important part of the ceremony. I think it was a great move in terms of the organisation in front of those 3,000 people as well to watch. It was a real privilege to be there, I found. And I think it's a good representation of how teams coming over from different countries can embrace the culture and start to learn about it, compared to maybe some of the other examples we've had this week where it's not been so positive in terms of Spain and the Dutch as well. So I think people forget when they travel that the need to respect the other cultures around, and especially in a tournament on the world stage like this, where you can bring them to light and start learning and educating yourself more.
Yeah, I didn't think it would need to be said, but probably don't mimic the haka. Just not really that funny. Who else was there? We also had the mayor of the Sunshine Coast, Mayor Mark Jemison. He was delighted to have so many people at the Sunshine Coast Stadium. Very excited to see, you know, a national, international tournament being hosted in Australia, but also in the Sunshine Coast, getting to kind of host the teams. He spoke a lot about the fact that this particular pitch is going to be used in the Australia Olympics in 2032 as part of Brisbane's bid. So he spent a lot of time talking about that, to be honest. But he was very excited to have them there and playing in the Sunshine Coast. And he was joined as well by British High Commissioner to Australia, Vicky Trudell. It kind of felt like an important occasion for the Sunshine Coast and for the team. And one they're very proud of. This is what Mark Jemison had to say.
And it's my honour and privilege to be here today to welcome the High Commissioner, Vicky Trudell. We have a great opportunity here today to welcome the English women's football team, the Lionesses, who will be based here on the Sunshine Coast for a short while in preparation for the World Cup, which of course will be the most significant sporting event in Australia since the Sydney Olympics. What a beautiful day on the Sunshine Coast, particularly for people back in the UK tuning in. Lovely winter day here with beautiful sunshine. So it really does show off the best of what the Sunshine Coast is all about. And we're very grateful and appreciative that England chose to start their campaign here. And we're very sure that the team will remember this occasion and indeed the great time they had. And we wish them well in the tournament that's coming up over the next little while.
Mark was also, I had to put this in, he was also asked who he would be supporting. Whether this will stand up for the whole tournament, I'm not sure, but here's who he's supporting as of right now.
Today I'm going for England.
Well done, that's the right answer.
In terms of England, Sophie, how are we feeling? Some people seemed worried after the Portugal game, were you?
No. Maybe, I think we've said this before, but I got the times wrong and we woke up in the 93rd minute, so we actually missed the game.
Those last 90 seconds were grand on what people were stressing about.
So, actually missed the game live. So when I read all of like the reports and comments from people saying basically that it wasn't great, I was like, oh crap. But then, we watched it on the flight over back to Australia. It was like, this grand, like they had chances, they created chances. There was so much creativity, especially in that second half. It was just putting them away. And I think understanding the context of the game, it was the first 90 minutes. So many of those players had played in practically a month, I think, or 6 weeks. So you got to put it into the context that they were sort of brushing away those cobwebs. And this next phase of this camp as well is where you start to build on those foundations and start to get the oil going and get back into your full rhythm, I think.
Yeah, it was something Lucy Bronze touched on when I asked her about like building those relationships, building those connections. You know, it has been a couple of months since they've played together, and that's just kind of what it looked like. It just looked a bit rusty, but here's what she had to say.
Yeah, I thought it was really good. I thought it was really important that so many players got to feature in the game as well. I thought we actually played quite well. We just maybe just needed to speed it up a little bit, but I think that's expected from your first game back together. But in terms of the game itself, yeah, if we put a few chances away, people would have been saying it was the best game ever. But we created chances, players played well, there was new partnerships in and around the field. And yeah, like you said, it was like a week ago now? I don't know.
Yeah,
so yeah, it gives us plenty of time to improve on that performance and give us a good base to kind of start at.
So yeah, I tend to agree with her. I'm not overly worried, and I know it's behind closed doors, the Canada game, where fingers crossed we can convince them to just let us have a little peek. I don't know whether we'll be able to, though, but I'm sure things will definitely improve in that game and only continue to improve.
You also got to look, you know, what's happening elsewhere. Germany lost to Zambia. South Korea only just beat Haiti. So, you know, these games, USA just now got to the 76th minute with 0-0 with Wales, and they found two goals. But, like, you've got to understand where these games are kind of positioned in the calendar. And also, teams aren't going to go full throttle. They're not going to want to get injured before the World Cup in 10 days' time. So it's like, it's definitely just a bit of a practice game. And we have to understand that context, I think.
Yeah, it's that kind of awkward moment where people want to impress, but equally they don't want to get injured. So everyone's kind of like, I'm going to go 100%. No, I'm not. And then you get this kind of awkward trepidation a little bit. So yeah, like you said, I'm not overly worried. And we've seen in the past, pre-tournament games aren't always the most impressive. But no, it definitely feels like things are kicking off now. The proverbial ball is rolling, if you like. I'm sure you've seen from our socials that we came out a bit early, had a bit of a holiday, wanted to see a little bit of New Zealand, a little bit of Australia, which we have done. But now we're on the Sunshine Coast. We've had our first open session, our first media day. You know, Brazil are based in Brisbane, as are Ireland. We've got another media day coming up with England this week, and then there's one with Ireland on Sunday as well. So we will keep you up to date. We'll make sure to drop another podcast and let you know what's gone on and what's happened. And we hope you enjoyed our first episode.
And I'm absolutely melting in this cupboard.
It is very hot in this cupboard, so let's hope we can find somewhere else to record.
I also hope there's no spiders.
Oh God, I never thought of that.